time now for Date Night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
I recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic things to do in our community, which ideally you should already have those ideas because Valentine's Day just happened.
Yeah, so well, I mean,
should have all those ideas like right at the ready. But
I mean,
you know,
the best time to have an idea for Valentine's Day is after you have colossally screwed up Valentine's Day, and then you just have a whole year, or a year minus 2 or 3 days, to make up for it.
This is now the equivalent of right after Christmas going to the store and buying all of the like lights and Christmas decorations for next year.
Ooh, by this the way, for Valentine's next year, you might be getting Christmas lights.
Ooh, nice. I like it.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
We did a cool thing for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Speaking about things that are tough to plan at the last minute, but are maybe surprisingly easy, we, like, day of, like, 2 hours before, we're like, you know how we like the bar at Ruth's Chris?
Mm-hmm.
I bet nobody there is watching the Super Bowl. It is a great bar that has 4 TVs that is a ghost town.
Yeah. It was totally a roll of the dice because it was either going to be totally empty or packed. And it, in this particular case, it was empty. No one thinks to go to Ruth's Chris to watch the game.
I mean, but they do for dinner on a Monday night where, I'm sorry, sir, you can't sit at the bar because it's booked for 50 people.
Well, that's
why
it's a crapshoot. Like, sometimes it's crowded and sometimes it's not. And then this particular night, it wasn't.
Yeah. So. Who knew? That was an amazing little secret we had.
So next time there's a big game. Although they still have, like, their regular music playing over the PA, so you're watching the game on mute, but depending on the announcer, that's a good thing.
I also only really need audio when I'm watching Canes games.
Right.
If it's the Super Bowl, I don't care about the commercials. I honestly don't really care about the teams. I just want to be a part of the cultural zeitgeist, but I also want to hear like Miley Cyrus's Flowers, followed by like When the Moon Hits Your Eye Like a Big Pizza Pie, That's Amore, because that's what they play at Ruth's Chris.
So idea number one, if you want to combine a nice romantic date at an upscale restaurant with watching the big game on TV, which is not everyone, but there's definitely like a Venn diagram where there's that overlap. Ruth's Chris is not a bad place to
also
go.
Somewhere in that Venn diagram, we are suing Pat McCrory, right?
100%. Yeah. Okay. So that said, we have the date night prompt for today, courtesy of one Andrew Stuckey.
We do.
Music director slash host of Indie with Andy and News on the Hill, who next weekend is going to be going on a staycation.
Like staycation-ish.
They're leaving town. And his wife are leaving town and going out of town, and they're going to Raleigh for a couple of days. And this is the first trip that they are taking by themselves without the kids since the kids were born a while ago.
Right.
So they want to make this really, really special.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, what is a staycation idea, like a romantic staycation in Raleigh that is just above and beyond, that's a memorable staycation and also above and beyond what you would just ordinarily be able to do if you like left the kids with a babysitter and got in the car and drove to Raleigh for the evening?
Yeah.
More than that.
All right.
What is a date weekend idea?
Yeah. I have the brattiest answer for you. And I only have one bratty answer for you because this is the first I'm hearing of this morning. But here you go. Step one, you do one night in like downtown Raleigh proper. Like you find a like hotel, like Longleaf or whatever, that is as close as possible to the giant, like, spire, like, Holiday Inn.
That weird circular Holiday Inn.
In my head, they said they were going to tear down 40 years ago, but still might possibly be there and accepting people.
You buried Longleaf. That's a really good place to go.
Yeah. I mean, I've thrown out Longleaf, but, like, the important thing is you find a place nearest to that giant one, and then you do all of the museums, like, in the downtown block near Moore Square. You do History Museum. You go go into like the Marbles Kids Museum. You do all this great stuff. There's a million great restaurants nearby. You and I don't think we've done like a round of the Raleigh museums, because why would we drive to Raleigh to go to one museum? But why don't you just stay there and do all of them? And then the next night, you know, it's been like a hot second since you've recaptured your youth now that you're married and have kids and responsibilities. You stay downtown Glenwood at that Hampton Inn
next to
the parking garage.
On Glenwood South.
On Glenwood South. And then you stumble around with the 20-somethings. You go to the Dueling Pianos bar. You go to that like Mediterranean small plates place. There's a gin bar back there. There's a hot dog stand. Go to the Flying Saucer. And then you go back home and think about your choices. And that's my, like, perfect Raleigh staycation, is classy and then trashy.
We also asked Brad's sister, Brittany.
That is true. Hi, Brittany.
Who lives in Cary, so a little bit closer to Raleigh.
Right.
She and her husband, Travis, one of them suggested, and I thought this was a really good idea, like, get takeout from a restaurant. They were saying for dinner, but I think for lunch, so you can do like dinner special, like brunch or lunch or breakfast, get takeout from a restaurant downtown and take it to one of those like squares that they have in downtown
Moore
Raleigh.
Square,
like
Nash Square, Square,
right?
A third square.
Travis mentioned Dix Park, I think, which is also really cool. And just like have a picnic out on the square with this amazing food from downtown Raleigh, which I think is a really cool idea. I think first of all, this is now me talking. Here's Aaron's idea.
Fully original.
First of all, we discovered recently, because we're planning to take the train up to D.C. in a couple of months, that if you really wanted to, like, it's a weird thing to take the train from Durham to Cary, but if you wanted to do that, it would be like, what, $6 a person round trip, something really small like that, or $6 one way.
Yeah.
So you can take the train from Durham to Raleigh.
Right.
First things first. So it feels like you're on like transportation.
You're being transported. Yeah.
Even if the actual train ride is only like 20, 30 minutes, like that's fine. You're transporting yourself away. You're not driving to and from. So do that first. My favorite memories of Raleigh have always involved finding the weirdest thing in town. Like you and I on Glenwood South at what was that, Vidrio, where we were at that cocktail contest that our friend was participating in. Like I feel like that was the weirdest thing in town going on. The time when you weren't at this one, but a group of friends were at Legends and there was like a weird in memoriam burlesque show dedicated to people who had died that year.
I'm pretty sure Harambe was one of the people who had died that year.
It was 2016, Harambe. There was a Harambe-themed burlesque act. And I was like, this is a very, there can't possibly be anything weirder in Raleigh right now. So my suggestion is at some point this in this Raleigh staycation weekend, like look at the events calendar, look at all of like the venues, museums as well, and find the oddballest thing that you can find and go there and enjoy it. I like that as an idea.
Also, the oddest thing I've done at Raleigh was at this Vidrio night, we went to Industry Bar with all of our friends, and then on the way back to our hotel, thought it would be smart to eat food. And I think it's the only time at 2 in the morning I have had queso with you at Armadillo Grill
in Raleigh.
Which is the weirdest and best thing you can do on a staycation, because I've already said, stay in Glenwood South, make bad choices, eat queso at 2 a.m., and then go get brunch at 10 a.m. because you have to drive home in shame.
Or take the train home in shame.
Or, you know, pay $8 and take the train.
The other thing that Raleigh has a few of that are really good are like speakeasy style bars, and I would recommend doing one of those. The Green Light is a classic. Like, you walk into a bar and then you have to like be transported up to the special secret bar upstairs. It's not like, it's not a secret, but it feels like a special place.
It feels like a secret. Also, I want somebody to go to Fox Liquor Bar, because They've reopened. And I feel like the one time we went after reopening, they had a whole bunch of like shuffleboard things.
They did,
like
yeah.
bar shuffleboard in the middle. And I can only assume they've doubled down on that. So I assume it's like four shuffleboards, some darts, a golf simulator, and maybe a haberdashery.
Anyway, Andy and his wife are going to Raleigh in a week. So if yep. you all have ideas, text them to us at 919-240-6000, and I guarantee you Andy will see them.
And maybe do one.
And that's date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.